CD 4.
When the men were at the oars again, Kin took out her suit toolkit and arranged the dragon corpse as best she could on the tiny foredeck. The kit was small but comprehensive. A marooned spaceman could use it to survive on an alien world for years. Some had. Kin selected a medical scalpel. Later, she opened the kit fully and found a multi-chisel. A minute later, she reached in and assembled the vibro-saw. The scream, as it skidded and juddered over the scales, set her teeth on edge, but she didn't switch off until the blade broke. She went to find Marco and Silver, who were taking a turn at the oars, and hunkered down between them. "Those dragons are jet-powered," she said. "I could open the neck. It's lined with some sort of light spongy substance. It cut like jelly. When I tried the welding laser on it, it didn't even warm up."
"How about their body?" said Marco.
"Those scales are tough. You will note I am now holding the remains of a vibro-saw. They say a saw like this will cut hull metal."
Silver grinned. "One finds oneself thinking in terms of creatures that drink kerosene."
The Kung snorted.
"No doubt you neglected to run a Geiger over it," he said.
"No, I tested it all right. Nothing."
"I am surprised.
Want to hear what happened when I cut the neck off and dropped the Geiger head into the body cavity?"
"I am agog."
"It's as hot as hell in there. That creature is a living atomic furnace. And you can't tell me it evolved, not on an Earth-type world. It's a construct. That's where you'll find the disc builders, wherever that thing came from."
"The centre of the disc," said Silver thoughtfully.
Kin gawped, and Ashand nodded casually as she leaned on the oar.
"I have some facility with languages, as you know," she said. "I have been talking to some of these men. We've got to the Saiyan Point stage. They see these things sometimes. In these parts they come from the east, but when the boats sail down south, the dragons pass over from the northeast. Therefore I deduce they come from the central regions. Why are you staring?"
"Marco already wants to go to the centre," said Kin. "He wants to offer them a barometer, I think." The next dawn saw them sailing through an increasingly choppy sea into a fjord between white mountains. There was a colony of turf-roofed stone huts and some sparse meadows. People hurried down to the shingle, then shied back noisily, as with the crew in their seats smirking like demons, Silver dropped over the side and ran the boat up the beach by herself. There was a glassy-eyed dragon head roped to the prow. Live led them into a long, high-roofed hut that made Kin wonder whatever happened to Grendel. But of course Grendel was slinking alongside her, swinging his too many arms and eyeing the crowds for possible assassins. When her eyes grew accustomed to the gloom inside, she saw an open fire in a pit, and beside it a man sitting on a rough stool. One leg was stretched out in front of him. He was red-headed and bearded. He rose unsteadily from his stool and embraced Live, both men holding themselves as if there was just the faintest possibility that the other might attempt a stabbing. Then the younger man spoke. It was a lengthy saga. After a while, the older man was taken outside and shown what remained of the dead dragon. He was introduced to Silver and hobbled several times around Marco, who looked at him sidelong. He grinned at Kin in a way that expressed horizontal desires. Encouraged by this display, other inhabitants turned up. Kin's attention was drawn to two men in black robes. One of them was looking at Marco fearfully and reciting some sort of incantation. Silver's head swiveled round. She spoke a sentence in the same language. From then on, Silver did the translating.
"The tongue is Latin, the Riemann tongue, except that these men refer to Rome, not Reim."
Kin considered it. "Romulus and Remus," she said at last. "The founders of Reim. Ever hear the legend?"
"I think I recall it in a folklore anthology."
"So on the disc, Remus won the naming privilege. What else did they say?"
"Oh, quite a lot of gibberish about demons, the usual primitive world stuff. Ever hear the word troll? They keep looking at Marco and saying it. There's also a lot about gods, I think."
Kin looked around. These people were either primitive or superb.